Ever noticed how the best ideas arrive at the worst times? In the shower, during a dream, while stuck in traffic? That flash of insight, a perfect phrase, a story angle, a memory that suddenly makes sense, vanishes before you can grab it. Writers lose entire novels this way, watching brilliance evaporate like morning fog. But here's what separates published authors from people who talk about writing someday: a simple notebook that fits in your pocket. Not a diary cataloging what you ate for lunch, not a journal analyzing your feelings, something far more powerful, a net that catches the fireflies of inspiration before they blink out forever. What actually goes in a writer's notebook? Not the mundane details of daily routine, but the moments that punch through the ordinary, the things that make you angry enough to shout, tender enough to cry, curious enough to wonder. Think of it as a ditch running alongside your life, catching fascinating creatures that would otherwise wash away. The difference between writers and everyone else isn't talent, it's awareness. Writers notice the woman placing fresh roses on a grave every morning, the tiny toad peeing on your fingers when you rescue it from the lawnmower, the man who stopped naming his dogs because they kept dying to save him from bears. These moments happen to everyone. Writers just write them down. Your notebook's physical form matters more than you'd think. Some prefer pocket-sized companions they can pull out anywhere. Others want beautiful, hardbound journals that feel important to open. The point is finding something that feels like a friend, not a chore, a place you're genuinely eager to return to. Consider it your creative insurance policy. You'll fill pages with observations, most of which go nowhere. That's fine. Like a photographer taking hundreds of shots to get one perfect image, you're increasing your odds. The magic isn't in having extraordinary experiences, it's in recognizing which ordinary moments contain hidden depth. Real inspiration isn't what media prescribes. It's the story lodged in your mind like a splinter. Your notebook captures these moments, newspaper headlines that shake your worldview, intimate scenes witnessed firsthand. A 5-year-old shoplifter who charms everyone. Animals shot during floods because rescuers couldn't reach them. A lost wallet returned intact. These stories fascinate because they reveal something true about human nature. Even family moments contain story potential. Two children making competing Valentine's Day demands reveal something profound about impossible parental choices. Record these stories immediately, before memory smooths rough edges. Writer Don Murray once met a man who trained bear dogs to protect against wilderness attacks. The man deliberately avoided bonding because the dogs kept sacrificing themselves. One day, his dog confronted a bear while he escaped up a tree. From that perch, he watched his companion fight to the death. "I don't name them anymore," the man explained. Without Murray's notebook, this haunting story about sacrifice would have vanished forever. Some questions lodge in your mind like songs you can't stop humming. As a child, I became obsessed with my mother's description of Spy Pond as bottomless. My young brain couldn't grasp it. How could anything have no bottom? These fierce wonderings deserve notebook space, regardless of whether they have answers. Joseph Pounding captured infinity's dizzying nature. If space goes on forever and ever, what is it going into? These questions may never find answers, but exploring them develops something essential, a mind that remains open to mystery. Vague writing slides off the brain like water off glass. "My grandpa is really nice" tells us nothing. "My grandpa pulled out his chest of war stuff and let me try on his old uniform" creates an immediate, vivid image that reveals character through concrete action. Mundane moments gain significance through detail. Anthony conveyed childhood loneliness by describing sitting in a dark playroom holding a hollow plastic telephone used to call imaginary friends. That single image communicates more than paragraphs of explanation. Joe the Mechanic's permanently grimy hands reveal his dedication better than any certificate on the wall. To capture vivid mind pictures, follow 3 steps. Pay attention with all 5 senses, quickly write down observations before forgetting them, and later revisit these entries for writing ideas. The squeak of new sneakers on a basketball court, the particular smell of your school's hallway, the rough texture of tree bark, these sensory details create writing that feels 3-dimensional. Your notebook incubates fragile ideas, capturing writing fragments before they vanish. These seed ideas arrive unexpectedly. While reading to my 2-year-old, I imagined children discovering a magical land where words grow like plants. I jotted this down, and it became my story, Where the Words Grow. Katherine Patterson made preliminary notes for Flip Flop Girl a full year before writing, beginning with just a little girl with sad brown eyes. Don't expect immediate germination. Paul Fleischman's note about a traveling schoolteacher became a character in The Borning Room 12 years later. He maintains detailed notebooks with sections for story ideas, characters, descriptions, scenes, titles, names, and facts. Writers naturally make lists: favorite words, project ideas, goals, fascinating facts. Fifth grader Sarah Mae Zerner collects words like zap and glimmering, while mine includes persnickety and osprey. After weeding my garden for 5 hours, I free wrote thoughts about what makes a weed, noting how children and bees don't distinguish between weeds and flowers. This brainstorming evolved into a finished poem. Children's author Louise Borden has kept notebooks since 1984, tracking potential titles and discovering recurring themes. Memories are a writer's most vital possession. Our unique histories contain nearly everything needed for storytelling. In my notebook, I spade into the soil of my past, capturing memories honestly. Fifth grader Jennifer Young wrote about her family selling their beloved camp, using repetition for emotional impact. No more Katie, no more neighborhood concerts, no more barefoot bike riding, no more boat rides, no more swimming. She concludes, "You are truly a legend, a memory, and a friend in my life." Your notebook can include drawings, artifacts, clippings, tickets, letters, photographs. When writing memories, recreate the sensory experience. Don't worry whether memories seem significant. Often the smallest moments become most precious. Writers must become obsessed with how people speak. Dialogue reveals who we are more profoundly than physical description. One treasured entry records my grandmother's 90th birthday when she failed to recognize her son Johnny, mistaking him for Billy. Uncle John, who had fought in 2 wars and faithfully sent money home for decades, gently played along, telling her to give Johnny my love. This heartbreaking moment stayed with me because I captured it immediately. My notebooks contained countless dialogue snippets: kindergartners arguing about volcanoes, teens playing video games, my son observing people puffing up on a windy ferry ride. Capture not just what people intend to say, but what actually comes out. Regional expressions, slang, the beautiful mistakes children make, plus the rhythm and music of speech that makes each voice distinctive. The most powerful writing emerges when you're emotionally overwhelmed, when your heart will burst if you don't write. Your notebook provides a safe space for vulnerable expressions. Fourth grader Shavonia Nguyen wrote about discovering adults cry too, while teacher Donna Barnes shared a divorce poem with students. Your notebook can hold letters, sent or unsent. I once wrote a difficult letter about not lending money anymore, a boundary I struggled to communicate. Perhaps most moving was a boy's letter to his deceased mother. "Hi, Mom, it's me." These 4 words broke through silence and grief, maintaining connection with someone he'd lost. When facing emotional turmoil, your notebook offers immediate relief and preserves authentic reactions for later polishing. Your notebook can also serve as a personal anthology of inspiring writing. Try writing off the text, imitating admired styles to internalize techniques that become part of your unique voice. When collecting passages, note what moves you: the rhythm, unexpected metaphors, emotional honesty. This awareness helps you consciously incorporate these qualities into your own writing. Rock hounding for Herkimer diamonds taught me patience. Most rocks look ordinary until you crack them open. Your notebook works the same way. Reread entries with dual perspective, as both writer and reader. Ask, what seems interesting, bold, or original? What has emotional resonance or vivid imagery? Most entries never become finished pieces, like maple syrup production requiring 40 gallons of sap for 1 gallon of syrup. Sometimes a single sentence holds promise, like my line, "Morning twilight begins to erase the blackboard of stars," that sparked an entire picture book. Look for entries that evoke emotion, contain sensory details, capture authentic dialogue, or present unique perspectives. Notebooks aren't essential for everyone. Published authors like Cynthia Ryland never keep journals. Find what works: collecting photos, recording conversations, saving memorabilia. Test different styles: spiral versus sewn binding, size, lined versus unlined pages. Let your notebook reflect your unique interests: dialogue, nature descriptions, lengthy reflections, brief observations. Your notebook should be as individual as your fingerprint, cultivating mindfulness, encouraging empathy, preserving memories, and providing emotional outlet. There are no rules except those you create. Your notebook should feel like freedom, not obligation, a space where curiosity and imagination roam without judgment. In a world constantly demanding attention, your notebook becomes an act of rebellion, a declaration that your voice matters.